Hello, world. What's up, guys? This is, once again, Dave Van Auken on the Fight Bananas podcast. How's everyone doing out there? Guys, this is a really cool show. I'm super, super pumped for this. This is one of my friends. I'm talking with Jeffa Moy. She has a great, great event coming up February 22nd. We're going to talk all about it. Hey, I'm all into mixed martial arts, all into female combat sports and mixed martial arts. And especially now being a dad of two girls, this event hits home with me. Love it. Love it. So definitely, guys, let's talk to Jeffa Moy right now on the Fight Bananas podcast. All right, guys, joining on the Fight Bananas podcast hotline, Jeffa Moy, how are you?
Hey, man, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, so good, so good. I'm so happy to talk to you today. I can't wait to push and promote and talk about this event. So first off, let's just talk about it. Let's bring it attention. Let the Fight Bananas community know what's going on February 22nd.
All right, so February 22nd, we've got an all-girls grappling tournament. It is going to include kids from age 4 all the way up to, you know, kids, teens, and adults. We have all the way up to the masters. And then one of the best parts about this is we have opening up at 9:30 a.m. for $2,500, the best of whoever, you know, female grapplers to come in and battle for that money. So it's going to be super great.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You had me just on the event itself. Wait, now there's money involved?
Heck yeah. It's a lot of money too. So like one of the biggest things is with female grapplers in the jiu-jitsu world is that we never get the equal pay. So this time we just totally took men out of the sport and, you know, circled around female grapplers. And now we're going to offer them only the biggest amount of money.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I love it. Okay. So we talked a little bit back and forth. And for one, just a huge fan of combat sports, especially female combat sports, boxing, grappling, MMA, everything in between. Now being a dad of twin girls, like I'm all in. I love female MMA. I love how it just, I think it's a really big thing nowadays that, they can take care of themselves beyond. And I'm just a big, big fan of what you're doing. So first of all, thank you. Big, big fan of it. Really am.
Yay.
and second of all, so how did you get into it? Definitely hit home. I know you you grapple and train and all that. So definitely tell everyone about yourself and just the whole aspect of the event.
All right. So for myself, I initially started martial arts just because I was a single mom in a bad neighborhood. I didn't realize, where I moved was quite so crazy. But I knew that at some point, I'm 5'1", I'm a tiny person, so I look like an easy target. And I have, an infant in my hand. And at some point between putting the groceries from my car to the home, there's going to be two doors open and a baby in my hands. So I knew that I would have to defend myself. And same thing, even in the home, I couldn't roll over and be like, oh, honey, I think that somebody's robbing us, or I think I hear something in the kitchen. It's going to be myself, trying to protect myself and my daughter. So I looked into martial arts, and I initially started with kickboxing, which is super awesome because, of course, I have groceries in my hand, I have my baby in my hand, my legs are kind of the free thing. So I'm gonna kick some booty like that.
There you go.
But then I was recommended to jiu-jitsu, and it was just one of those things where, in the end, yes, it does end up on the ground most of the time. So it was a totally different world. I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I fell in love. And within the first year, I started competing. I was a personal trainer at the time as well. I was super into nutrition and psychology of everything. And then tying it into, a combative sport just kind of makes you a total human being. And so now I'm at the point where I'm sharing it with the world. That's my whole life. And I get to share it with, of course, females, because I have a daughter. I am a female. And I know that, it's part of my soul to put that into the world and create strong women, create strong females, and not have to really rely on anyone. So I'm really excited to have Chick Jitsu to bring everyone together and to support each other, because sometimes that can be hard, especially with girls being catty. Yeah, whatever, you can say what you want. We're going to come together. We're going to support each other. We're going to try to whip our butts and then, give each other a hug afterward.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so you said a lot there. I got a couple of different things. One, I loved how you said, you kind of, it's like a bug, right? You get all into it. Even me, I literally talk for a living, but there's a local gym. I take my family there, all the boys and, you know, soon-to-be girls now go there as a family. We go there all the time. Even me, I just don't have that fighter bone in me. Like I said, I talk for a living. I have decent, good-looking hair. But every time I'm in the gym, like, I want a match. I want a kickboxing match so bad. And I go to so many events and so many amateur and pro events. I'm like, oh, I want one kickboxing match so much. So I totally get what you're saying about the whole bug thing, for sure. It's just, it's addicting. It really is, in a great way.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I was like, I learned the triangle first, and I'm like, I don't know what this is. I had like a knee brace on. I was known as the girl with the knee brace, and I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that wasn't cool to wear.
And then second of all, okay, so now female in jiu-jitsu, it's like so hot right now. Now we're going to talk about female in Florida in a second, but I just think right now as like almost its own entity, I can see 2, 3, 4 years, I can see a lot more events, even like a league, a grappling league. I can really see, it seems like almost every weekend they're popping up, especially here in Florida. It's just definitely a hot trend.
It is. I'm really excited. Like when I first started, I think there may have been the mysterious female that would show up here and there that stuck around in the gym. But now you go into classes and there's like at least 3 girls on the mat with you as opposed to none. Like you were the female, and that's really awesome. And then you see the kids getting in there. Like I train my clients. I've started out 3.5 years old. Little girl, Addie Amazing is what we call her. She'll leg lock you. She's 5 now, but it's just so crazy to see, you know, I love seeing the fact that there's more girls these days. It's really awesome.
It is. It is. And before, like I said, I go into female MMA in Florida. Definitely spit out real quick. How can people find you? How can people find the event? Throw out websites, links, your name, social media platforms. Definitely let's spread it. Let's go.
All right. So you guys can find me. It's Jepha Moy. That's Jepha Moy. It means beautiful bass, just saying. Jepha Moy, you can look me up on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. You can look us up, Chick Jitsu, on same thing, Facebook, Instagram. We're on there. We're doing business. It's awesome.
Awesome. Okay, very cool. All right. Now, it was so cool. So when I found the event, then I saw a couple of my friends that I've talked to on this podcast before, friends like Jessica Borga, friends like Megan Colley, like all these people are all amped about this event, and I was like, man, this is like my thread. I love this. So just I think for one of all mixed martial arts, but especially females, I don't know why, maybe it's the weather. I threw that out there. Maybe, hey, you girls like the beach, girls like the sun. Maybe it's training all year round. Why do you think that Florida is just such a hotbed right now for MMA and jiu-jitsu as a whole?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's the fact that we have so many entryways to everywhere else, but for some reason you hear Florida's, you know, you go anywhere and they're talking about us. But yeah, I mean, like I definitely look at MMA fighters and I see that they have a great body. So being in Florida, we've kind of got to keep that. We don't really get a winter body option. It's, you know, you have to have that beach body year round, and you have some amazing conditioning. You know, I even heard my coach talking about it today. Like, it doesn't matter how big, bad, and strong you are, but I can outlast you because we know different breathing techniques, you know, and you can keep in that constant shape all the time. I don't know, man. It's awesome. I'm stoked about it. Everybody wants to learn how to kick some butt and be independent here.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's like, like I said, it's not even just a hotbed for MMA, for boxing. There's just so many events right now, and just females are just taking over, kicking ass. It's just like I said, it's hot, especially these super fights. Okay, there was a quintet in Las Vegas that I was a kind of a part of. There's just so many submission ones. There was another one in the Panhandle. There's ones in Miami all the time. Okay, you know, where's this event? Is this in Tampa, right?
Yeah, so it's in Tampa. Yeah.
Okay, so like my question is, these events are popping up everywhere. Is it just you think too a trend up? Are you really excited with you seeing these events all the time all over Florida?
It's really great. I love the fact that, you know, it's especially with the super fights, because that's something that you know you're going to have that opportunity to train for. You can focus in on that, and that you know you're going to have an opponent. For me as a female, like, again, that's another reason for the whole chick jitsu thing, is it's hard to find females out there to grapple against. I'm like on year two of having a hard time finding a girl in a tournament. With super fights, you kind of set that up. When you put money on the line, that's set up. No one's going to back down from that. And that's bringing like the real badasses out, if you ask me.
Right. Right. Who are a couple females around, or, one pop off the top of my head is Jillian Robertson. She's just a stud on the ground. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Love her. I actually competed against her. She was actually talking to me about interest in that $2,500 absolute coming up too.
Ooh, there we go. Out of every name I could have said, there it is. You ready?
Yeah. No, oh my god, I love her so much. When she had her first shirt out, I was like, I'm buying it.
The Savage, absolutely. Who else? That's just one name. I can name you 10 or 15, but I want names from you that girls you like to watch, girls you competed against, girls that are just badass.
Two of my favorite, you already mentioned one of them, Jessica. She's awesome. I know that she's gonna be there supporting with us. And then, of course, Erin Harp was another big name that, she was somebody that I've been watching since I first started. She was one of the first females that I even knew did anything of what this jiu-jitsu thing was. So, and then I know that she's got an Invicta card coming up as well. So that's super awesome to see all of these chicks over here.
Oh, I know. They're taking over. It really is. I'm telling you, MMA as a whole in Florida, but then especially, like I said, the female side, there's so many. Man, Jeff,
yeah.
I'm so pumped. I really love this event. We're definitely going to keep on spreading the word. We're going to put on links on this podcast. Guys, this podcast is available on any podcast platform, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's going to be on YouTube. Maybe I'll send you the link. We can put it on your YouTube as well. We're definitely going to spread the word. Jeff, if there's anything else, the floor is yours. Take it away. How many people do you have to sign up to be a part of it?
Yeah, so we have pre-registration until February 20th. So anybody can enter. It's a open weight, open class, women's absolute for that $2,500 grand prize. And then from there, we're accepting kids ages 4 and up for the actual tournament part of it. And then doors open at 8:00. We start the absolute match at 9:30. It's a $10 spectator fee, which is ridiculous with the amount of black belts that have already signed up for that absolute. I don't want to release too many names because it'll get too exciting. but it's going to be a super great time. We already have over 50 competitors signed up. I'm super stoked. We're going to have tons of businesses out there. If you guys are interested in having your business be a part of us, let us know. Hit us up. We're on Facebook, Instagram, at Jeff Amoy, or at Chick Jitsu, at chickjitsu.com. That's about all I can say. Otherwise, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Jeff, I just wish you were a little excited about this event. Just a little bit. Maybe next time,
I'm stoked. I'm like dancing in my seat right now talking about it, having this opportunity.
No, awesome. We really appreciate you. We're so pumped for it. We're going to keep on spreading the word. February 22nd, Chick Jitsu, it's going down. Jeff, $2,500. Man, that's a lot of smoothies. So that's awesome. Smoothie King. I love it. All right, Jeff, thank you so much. We'll talk to you very soon, and hopefully we'll see you out there. All right.
All right, man. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, was that not the coolest, funnest interview we've had in a minute? Wow, I'm telling you guys, you got to come out there. February 22nd, Tampa, Florida. Jeff Amoy, just guys, check it out. Social media platforms, all the addresses, all the phone numbers, everything you need to do. We're going to put the links here on the podcast. Jeff Amoy, thank you so much for coming on the Fight Bananas podcast. We appreciate it. Man, hell of a show, hell of a time. Fight Bananas is on fire. What an insane week. Curtis Razor Blades, number 3 heavyweight in the world. Glover Teixeira, Christy Martin. What a bananas week here on Fight Bananas. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. And let's just keep the momentum going. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and especially on YouTube. And let's just keep on staying bananas.